Driving along Route 68, 20 miles west of Russellville, an obelisk that looks like a smaller Washington Monument suddenly pierces the sky above the open fields and green trees. 5 miles down the road, visitors enter the Jefferson Davis State Historic Site along a driveway shaded by a canopy of trees, ending at the monument that's 351 feet tall. Manager of the historic site, David Smith, says 85% of visitors stop by out of curiosity. The other 15% are mostly people whose relatives fought in the Civil War.
And I've had them come in that say, well, my great uncle fought for the Confederacy and my other great uncle fought for the Union.
Smith says visitors are offered just the facts about Jefferson Davis.
We don't take sides here. We just tell history. I don't become involved in I don't like this or I don't like that. I just tell the story of his life.
The site with the monument and small museum attracts about 15,000 people a year. Smith says even if visitors don't bring up the topic of slavery, they hear about it.
We intentionally bring it up. We feel like, well, we've got to tell the whole story.
He says the 19-acre site is used by many community groups.
We have African-American reunions here. I had one here last summer of 100 people. We have African-American churches that do vacation Bible study school.
Inside the small museum, a video tells the history of the monument, including the dedication in 1924 and the many decades that have followed.
The Jefferson Davis Monument was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1973.
The Jefferson Davis statue that was removed from the state capitol is to be relocated to this Todd County site. Civil rights activist Charles Neblett and his wife Marvina have lived in nearby Russellville for 46 years. Neblett was a founding member of the Freedom Singers in 1962 and continues to sing at rallies for equality and justice. Neblett says he's been to the monument in Todd County, and he doesn't see any positive reason to add the statue.
What it's going to do, it enhance that area, you know, and the Klan, and the people going to rally around that. So I don't know what good it's going to serve, because you got Klan still here in Kentucky. You got conservative, you got the Klan, you got all kind of groups with guns and stuff. I don't know what it's going to help putting Jefferson Davis out there.
He thinks the statue could go to a larger museum, not one dedicated only to the Confederate president.
Yes, in the museums, they can have it. Somebody come and visit for educational purposes. But that thing is set up there to rally around the South.
State Representative Attica Scott is a Democrat whose district covers part of Louisville. She has not been to the historic site in Todd County and says she doesn't understand why people would want to visit a memorial that she sees as a testament to racism in Kentucky and the nation.
Quite honestly, I would be fine if no one ever saw the statue again and instead really focused on how do we build authentic relationships with one another across our differences? How do we build community and how do we move Kentucky forward?
The Jefferson Davis statue is currently in temporary storage. No date has been set to move the statue to the historic site in Todd County. I'm Rhonda Miller in Bowling Green.